Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 85 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for May 24th is, what is more important, who you are today or who you will become in the future? Is it possible to live for today while also doing everything you can to develop yourself into a better person for the future? Explain your thoughts. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. So let's look at the five W's that make up our vision. Who, what, when, where, and why. Which one of these should we start with? Let's start with who. Who are we? What are the dreams, aspirations, principles, values, and character that make us up? Let's think of our who as the materials that make up the vehicle we are driving. Our vehicle can deteriorate over time if we're not focused on taking care of it, or we can make improvements to it if we are focused and intentional on making it better. And next, let's look at our why. Our why is the fuel that we use to propel our vehicle. It's our heart posture. It's what drives us. Maybe it's the desire to give young people an experience we never had growing up. Maybe it's a desire to make sure kids from all walks of life receive an education. Our why is our fuel on our journey. And that leaves our what, our where, and our when. The what and the where are obviously what we choose to do and where we choose to go on our journey. Sometimes we will have the ability to choose our what and our where. We will decide what's the best format to fulfill our vision of who we want to be, and we will decide where is the best environment to help achieve our vision. And when we have the opportunity to seize our what and our where, we should do so. But two items to be cautious about. The ability to choose our what and our where can forcibly be taken from us. Think about Anne Frank or any other person throughout history who have been held against their will. But our ability to choose our who can never be taken from us. And the second piece of caution is that sometimes the what and the where we want for our life may not be the what and the where that we need in order to be the person we were created to be. So we have our who, our vehicle. We have our why, the fuel that drives our vehicle. And we have our what and our where, which we can choose to the best of our ability. And that leaves our when, which is what today's challenge asks us to look at. If you're familiar with the philosophy of Kaizen, which comes from the Japanese for continuous improvement, and we are looking to seek our full potential as a human being, then we see that there is never a finish line. There is never a destination we will arrive at once and for all. So does that mean we don't need to have a vision? Absolutely not. In fact, we can have a vision for what we want to do with our life, where we want to go or live, and even when we would like to do it. But we shouldn't put our value in those things and let them hijack who we are. And we must be alert to the fact that the what, where, and when of who we were created to be may be different than who we selfishly want to be. So how about you? What do you think is more important, who you are today or who you will become in the future? Is it possible to live for today while still doing everything you can to develop yourself into a better person for the future? Having a vision is a fundamental of success, and remember that success is the process of striving to achieve excellence, which is living up to our full potential. And having that vision of who we want to be, while also keeping an eye on who we were created to be, can create the fuel of our why that we use each day to make choices pertaining to when, where, and what we do with our vehicle. Thanks for joining us, and keep striving today to write your own story and increase your impact on your students and athletes by giving them a better version of you every day